This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I call the heart the crystal vase. The crystal vase, shining, beauty. Allah created, Allahu Nur Samawati wal Ard. What happens as we live? It becomes foggy, a little bit dirty, more dirty, more dirty, and sometimes becomes black. What is this dirt? Anger, jealousy, lying, loving this life, attachment, competition. I want to be the best. I'm going to crush them, the business, all these.
Backbiting.
And sins, exactly. Yeah. All the sins. Sins comes in.
Yeah.
What does purification does? It's a process. Basically, simple. That crystal that became with time, dirty, if you want to use this word, foggy, you're cleaning it.
Polishing it.
And then it comes back to the original crystal, that the focus is, I am here as a Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am here as stewards on this earth. Mm-hmm. And we all are talking about it these days.
Mm-hmm.
How? And here also medicine comes in, subhanAllah. When you have a wound and the wound is infected, any kind of a wound, what is the first thing you do? You clean the wound. And then you remove anything in your surroundings that will make the wound infected again.
Mm-hmm.
And then you bring things that will help heal the wound. That's tazkiyah. That's purification. You bring back. The heart is wounded. Mm-hmm. Jealousy, backbiting, hate, no belief in Allah, all these things, right? And then I'm going to gradually remove it.
Remove the harm.
Yeah. Remove the harm.
The sin.
Clean it. And basically, literally, I tell the sisters all the time. It's like you're cleaning a dish. You're washing a dish. The dish is your heart. And you're washing it. And if the dish is dirty, you're going to keep washing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So here you go. And by the way, purification of the heart, tazkiyah, is one of the three messages that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Muhammad, for us.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing in Surah Al-Baqarah, رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمْهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ.
This was the dua of Ibrahim.
Sayyidina Ibrahim, exactly in Surah Al-Baqarah.
That, oh Allah, send to them, the people in Mecca, or his progeny.
Yes.
A Rasul from amongst them. A
messenger from amongst them, exactly.
Who will teach them.
Yatlu, recite.
Recite the verses of your verses to them.
Uh-huh.
Yatlu alayhim ayatika. And then.
Wa yu'allimuhum
al-kitaba.
They teach
them the book.
The book. Wal-hikmah.
Wal-hikmah and wisdom.
So the sunnah. Exactly, mashallah.
Wa yuzakkihim.
And purify.
And purify.
This is in the first dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim.
Mm-hmm.
If you flip this ayah is four times in the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the second part, second time in Surah Al-Baqarah, the sequence changed. Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulan min anfusihim. Yatlu alayhim ayatika. And then, wa yuzakkihim. Wa yu'allimhum al-kitaba wal-hikmah.
Mm-hmm.
Once you are a Muslim, once you know, then tazkiyah becomes, and some scholars tells you it's fardu ayn, it's an individual obligation on every person. So in a nutshell, how do I do it? Number one, it's like memorizing the Quran. It's a process. It's not going to happen in a day. Allah, I always tell this to myself, Allah is capable of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a process. I wanted, I'll take the measures, remove the viruses, right?
Yeah.
And keep the cleaning. Yeah. Number one, in the process, you need to know, what is my problem? My problem is anger. And when I get angry, I disobey Allah, I say things, I hurt people. What is my problem? Jealousy. Why does she have it? I don't have it. She doesn't deserve it. My problem is, I speak, and when I speak, I hurt people, backbiting, lying, putting people down, bullying, all these. Number one, identify. By identifying yourself. Then take one by one. Simple. Company. As you said.
Yeah.
Suhbatu Salihin. If the suhba around me, if my friends, I know when I go out with them, it's going to end up in backbiting. I need to remove. That's a virus.
Definitely.
If I know, if I am going to be doing certain things, and if it doesn't work perfectly, I'm going to get upset. I need to move away from these things.
Mm-hmm.
I know if I, for example, if I'll be with these, if I go to her house, I'm going to feel ill inside me. She has a bigger house than mine. She has 4 bedrooms. I have 3. Then I need to cut down from this social interaction. So number one is identify what is your problem and what's causing it. So ilm, knowledge, learn. And the more I learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more I learn about my shortcomings. Then number two is mujahadat, we call it. And this is the biggest struggle. Say. And the process is very easy. 4 things less and 1 thing is more. Very easy. And this is Imam Ibn al-Qayyim put it beautifully. The 4 less, which we absolutely don't do. What do you think? Less talk?
Yeah.
Less sleep?
Food.
Uh-huh. Less food.
Yeah.
And less interaction with people.
Mm.
And more?
Dhikr.
Exactly. MashaAllah. Tabarakallah. More dhikr of Allah.
No.
The cornerstone is this one.
No.
And yani, there is a saying attributed to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, al-dhikru saqalatu al-qalb. Remembrance of Allah is the cleaning agent of the heart. Mm. Remember the crystal?
Yeah.
Like we put soap, put it in the dishwasher, just spray. It's dhikr. And dhikr, any form of remembering Allah, reading Quran, memorizing, asking Allah for forgiveness, doing morning and evening adhkar, saying subhanallah, reflecting on the nature. And you say, Ya Allah, what beauty is this? Yeah. Who are you? You know, that's a dhikr. And this process continues. It's not 1 day or 2. And you will see yourself gradually changing.
Mm.
Much more calmer. Much more appreciative of what Allah gave you. Less complaining.
Mm.
Which is the problem of these days.
Yeah.
Less complaining. Less attached to the material things. If you have it, alhamdulillah. If you don't have it, alhamdulillah. Mm. And then the more you get there, then you start getting so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran makes you cry, standing in salah, the night, all these. So it's a process. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, what is really beautiful is any time and every time I teach this wherever, and I teach it all over, I'm not only in the States, and people really, these days, that's what they are missing. It's like, wow. This is what I need to do. I need to figure out that me continuously living in these viruses around me and feeding the viruses, it is making me sicker and sicker spiritually.